To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
This time,
30 years ago, I was only a couple of weeks away from starting my own business, being my own boss, working for myself, doing what I wanted to do. And here I am 30 years later, my own boss, running my own business, not just doing what I want to do, but doing what I love and doing what is best for me. And according to some people who listen to this podcast and many of my online program owners, I'm doing something that is best for them as well. So everybody's a winner. This time, 20 years ago, one of my very good friends had plans to start up a new business that would be in the year 2006. 10 years later, in 2016, I met him for lunch and he said, "I'm an awful procrastinator." He said, "I had a New Year's resolution 10 years ago to start a new business. And I'm only getting around to starting that new business now." And knowing the answer, I asked him the following question: "What business are you starting up?" And he said, "Oh, it's a financial advisory business for high-end investment clients." I said, "Right." I said, "And if you had set that up in 2006 as planned, where would you have been in 2009 after the crash of September 2008? "Bankrupt," he said. "The business would have gone belly up and I would have had to start all over again, or perhaps I would have been worse than having to start all over again." I said, "Maybe you're not a procrastinator at all. Maybe you're just waiting for the right moment to pounce." Had an email a couple of weeks ago from an online program owner who said that she was making the progress of a snail, that she was moving along so slowly, so delicately, and hadn't taken any of the big actions that she knew she needed to take so far. I emailed her back and I said, "Maybe you're not a snail. Maybe you're a cat, standing stock still, waiting to pounce at the perfect moment." Far too often, we wind ourselves up in the belief that we need to be acting fast, 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 busy, 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 running according to plan, when in fact the best things in life fall into place at the most appropriate time, otherwise known as the perfect moment. Now, you might say to yourself, it is the 31st of December and I have plans for the year ahead. And it's only natural that you should have plans for the year ahead if you're using your mind the way nature intended. But that doesn't mean you're using your mind in the best possible way, because using your mind the way nature intended is always going to bring you back to more or less the same place, regardless of your plans. We've explained that on multiple occasions in this podcast, on multiple occasions in my Thursday morning videos. Online program owners know this inside out and backwards. And that is how they're actually moving forwards, because they don't have plans for 2026. They don't have dreams, they don't have targets, they don't have budgets. What they have is a sense of the direction in which they're going and how it feels when perfect moments land in their lap. And you know, whilst this podcast is going out on the 31st of December and tomorrow is a new start, tomorrow is a new year, the truth of the matter is that you could listen to this episode any day of the year and it would in fact be a new start. It would be the jumping off point for a happy new you. Because moment to moment, we recreate ourselves. We often talk about people reinventing themselves, but actually that is in fact what even the normal crazy person is doing. Because moment to moment, we're living in a moment in which we've never lived before, breathing a breath that we have never breathed before. Our molecules dancing in and out of existence in ways that they didn't before. So that in fact, in this moment, you are a new you. Regardless of when you're listening to this, you are a new you. Regardless of what is going on in your life and regardless of how today might feel like any other day. If today, by the way, does feel like any other day, then it's only because you are using your mind the way nature intended. The way in which the automatic mind operates is to ensure that you're not discomforted. You're not discommoded. You are not frightened to face the day ahead because you have an understanding that the day ahead is just another day. But no day is just another day. This now is not another now. This is unique. And in this moment, you are a unique manifestation of yourself. And that means that you can create what you want to create. Or better again, you can allow yourself create what is best for you to create by simply turning up to each new moment. You need to throw yourself into the moment, dive into the here and now, get wet and sticky in the reality of what is actually going on in the here and now, which is decades removed, and I actually mean that psychologically and scientifically, decades removed from where you think you are. Because if you are using your mind the way nature intended, you are looking at your childhood thinking that what went on in your childhood is going on in the present moment. Again, we've explored that almost till we're blue in the face here, and there's no merit in exploring it anymore because it is time to move on. You need to catapult yourself into your life. You need to throw off your inhibitions and you need to allow yourself arrive at where your thinking mind thinks you couldn't aim for. But if you are going to catapult yourself, you have to first pull back. You have to stretch all the way back in the same way as the cat that I mentioned a minute ago will stretch into a completely still position before it pounces. In order to fire the catapult, you have to stretch yourself all the way back, take a step back, and let go of all the things that would stop you taking the step back to allow yourself, launch yourself on a waiting world. That means that you have to let go of who you think you are. Now that's easy, because if you're meditating, that's already happening. What might be more, I don't like using the word counterintuitive, because we know that our intuition and our gut instinct actually tells us what is the right thing to do and how to do it in the right way at the right time. But let's stick with the normal use of the word counterintuitive. Some of the things I'm about to mention are perhaps counterintuitive. Because in pulling back and taking a step back before you catapult yourself forward, you need not just to let go of the things that you know are holding you back, like your own impression of yourself, but a lot of the things that you think would get you to where you think you want to go. So when I say that you need to just let go, I mean, first of all, if you're running a business, you need to let go of your budgets and targets and your hopes and dreams for the bottom line. As I said, that sounds counterintuitive. We'll come back to that in a minute. If you have career goals for the year ahead, let them go. Let them go too. Because you are only setting the goals for what you think you want. Again, I'll come back to that in a minute. If you have objectives, hopes and dreams for your family situation or for a personal relationship, let them go as well. Let it all go. In other words, you need to let go of all your goals, your targets, your budgets, your hopes, and your dreams. Because wishing, hoping, wanting, targeting, budgeting will not get you to where is best for you. Imagining how you feel when you've landed in a perfect moment is what will allow the perfect moments cascade into your life, your everyday life. We're not talking about off at some point in the future. We're talking about your everyday life and how your ordinary everyday life can become extraordinary simply as a result of your using your mind in a way that nature did not intend. All right, let's deal with some of the things that I've just mentioned. If you're running a business and you have targets and budgets and expectations for the bottom line, let's deal with this first. It's an easy one to deal with because over the last 30 years, I've spent about 23 of those years largely working with corporate clients, largely working with leadership teams who obviously were under pressure to deliver targets, budgets, and bottom lines. I recollect having a conversation with one CEO of Europe who worked for a large California-based company who had a big goal of putting in place a particular system. There's no merit in going into the details. It's a supply chain system. And I'm not even sure what a supply chain system entails, other than the fact that it needed an investment of apparently about $25 million. And he thought that there was no way he could get head office in California to sign off on this investment. In fact, on the next visit to headquarters in California, he didn't even put it on his agenda to talk with the group chief executive because he knew there was no merit in raising it. He went into the meeting, came out of the meeting, and rang me at some god-awful hour because he was in California and I was sitting here in the French Alps. He said, "You'll never guess what just happened." I said, "Well, for starters, I can guess that something that you really, really wanted to happen just fell into your lap." He said, "They are the words that I was just about to use." He said, "Because I've just come out of a meeting with the group chief executive who, in the course of the meeting, said, 'And by the way, I've authorized that $25 million investment for your new supply chain system.'" He said, "I didn't bring it up." He said, "I don't recollect ever doing anything to push the chief executive into that situation." Well, as we said a couple of weeks ago in this podcast, the things that will stop you getting what you want are wanting and trying. And obviously pushing is part of that whole process. This guy had never pushed for it at all. He didn't even recollect saying anything that might encourage the decision to be made in his favour. And therefore, the key thing that he said to me in that phone call from California was, "It feels like this has just happened." Now, you and I know that nothing just happens. You do what you need to do, but because you're doing it without thinking about it, and that removes obviously the trying, the pushing, the stress and the struggle, it's effortless. And because it's effortless, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing the right thing in the right way at the right time because you are in flow. And obviously along the way, he had pushed the right buttons in the right way at the right time, pulled the right levers, as a result of which it felt like what happened just happened. But it didn't. He'd done the right things in the right way. He'd done them effortlessly. In the same way, many years ago, one of my clients was the chief executive of a very well-known financial institution. No names required. And he was trying to get his board to make a decision. And I didn't need to know the details, so you don't need to know them either. But he was fighting the board because every time he brought it up, they knocked it down. They said they weren't going to do that, that it wasn't the right direction for the organization to go in. He rang me one Wednesday afternoon, about 4 o'clock my time, so it was 3 o'clock in Dublin. And he said to me, "I'm ringing you to tell you that I'm sitting in my office with the big semicircular windows looking out over Dublin Port with the sunshine raking into triangles on the water with a warm cup of coffee in my hand, and I'm talking to you. I said, okay, but what are you actually talking about? He said, I'm living my perfect moment. He said, the perfect moment that I wrote down was how I would feel ringing you, telling you that I had just come out of a board meeting where the decision that I wanted them to make had been made. I said, what did you do this time that was different from all the other board meetings? He said, I did nothing. And he said, I don't mean I did nothing different. He said, I did nothing at all. It wasn't on the agenda. I went into the board meeting, and in the course of an initial conversation, one of the other guys in the room said, I think this would be a great idea. And perhaps it was because I didn't bring it up, and I wasn't pushing it, that the board all said, oh yeah, let's run with that. He said, I did nothing. Other than the fact that I'm now sitting here living my perfect moment. He said, at some point in the past, he said, I can't even remember when I wrote this perfect moment, I knew this would happen. Now, knowing is the intuition that I talked about earlier on. Knowing doesn't come from the thinking mind, and knowing doesn't come from planning, wishing, hoping, wanting, pushing, trying. Knowing is something at a deeper intuitive level. And when we write a perfect moment, we tap into that deeper intuitive level. Okay, enough of business, because business isn't all that important in the greater scheme of things. So many people over the years have said to me that they don't like their job, or that things are going bad in their job. And as I repeatedly say to anybody and everybody, well, I say a couple of things to them in relation to not liking their job. They have a choice. They can either change their job or change their mind. And it's much easier to change your mind than it often is to change your job. But the other thing I will say to people in relation to the difficulties that they might be having in their career or at work is that where they are in their career, who they're working for at that point in time, it's like a bus. That's the vehicle they happen to be travelling on at that moment in time. And it's a hop-on, hop-off bus. You can get on and off at any point in time. You can always go off and do something else. That's easy stuff. But what about family? There's one particular lady with whom I worked many years ago. In the days long before Zoom, we used to talk on the phone. This girl had been through an acrimonious divorce a number of years prior to our meeting, as a result of which she had lost contact with her two daughters, who are now in their early 20s. They wouldn't talk to her. They wouldn't return her calls. They would have nothing to do with her. They actually had moved to another part of the country with their father. And all she wanted was to feel the joy of wrapping her arms around her two children. That, for her, would be a perfect moment. So I said to her, you need to set your mind to that. You need to, as I've alluded to on many occasions this podcast, you need to write down how you feel. Not how you will feel, how you feel now, because that's how we tap into our deeper intuitive selves. You need to write down how you feel as you wrap your arms around your daughters. So she went off and wrote what I would call a perfect moment. Now, what did she do in the process before we go any further? She let go of all the hopes and dreams that that would happen, because every time she hoped it would happen, her thinking mind would say, that ain't going to happen. They're gone. You need to let them go. What I'm saying is you need to let go of your hopes and dreams and assume that what you would love to happen has already happened by writing how you feel when it has already happened. Only weeks later, she rang me and she said, you'll never guess what happened. I said, I think I can guess, but I'll let you tell the story. She said, I got a phone call a couple of days ago from my 23-year-old. She said, I hadn't spoken to her in over a decade. And she said to me, myself and my sister are in the area this coming weekend. What do you think that we meet in such and such a coffee shop and have a cup of tea together? And that Sunday, she wrapped her arms around her two children. Her thinking mind, her planning mind, the kind of mind that would have New Year's resolutions, God help us, would never have seen that coming, would never have thought how it might actually fall into place. But these are the things that happen when you pull back from all the things that you think you can do to get to where you think you want and to get to where you think will never happen. It's far too much thinking going on. Now, that's a really interesting point before we go any further, because a lot of the things that we think we want, we think they can't happen. And because we think they can't happen, we get increasingly frustrated and we want them more and we push more and we try more. And in the process, we distance ourselves further from the outcome that would just happen, that would just fall into our laps if we just let go. What about your health and your weight? We'll deal with weight first, because believe it or not, that's an easy one. And by way of dealing with weight, I've two stories. First one is from a guy in Denver, Colorado, an owner of the Psychology of Success online program. And a few years ago, I asked program owners if they would write a few little words for me that I could put on my website that would explain their experience of the online program. This is what he wrote. This program has dramatically improved my professional and personal endeavors. The guidance has been invaluable and crucial to my growth, success, and happiness. In following the program, I have landed the career of my dreams, spent ample time raising my family, and lost 45 pounds to become fit and healthy. Zoom sessions tied it all together, providing clarity, perspective, and camaraderie. I'd highly recommend this program without reservation. Okay, he touched on his career there, and I might come back to career in a couple of minutes, or I might not, depending on where this particular episode goes. But he mentioned losing 45 pounds and becoming fit and healthy. The online program doesn't mention weight loss or fitness anywhere. It certainly mentions health, because there's no point in you having ideas about how perfect moments will feel if you're not healthy enough to actually enjoy them when they land in your lap. Of course it mentions health. Your health is your wealth. But this guy mentioned something that the online program didn't mention at all. What happened? Because he got his head in gear, his body got in gear. As we've said on so many occasions in this podcast, healthy mind, healthy body. How does it work? You don't need to worry your little head about how it works. You don't need to know about how it works. You don't need to know what you need to plan to do. You know, so many diets are 8-week plans, or I don't know, I've never been on a diet. This meal plan, that meal plan, 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 plan. You can plan yourself into the ground, but you'd still end up in more or less the same place, because planning is a thinking mind activity. You're using your mind the way nature intended. Or perhaps I could say you're losing your mind the way nature intended. I have another story on that. Again, in the days before Zoom, I used to do one-to-one work with people in the UK in a program called the Focused Farmers Program. You will have heard me refer to that before. The program consisted of 6 one-hour telephone consultations. One of the girls who turned up on that, on our first telephone call, before she said anything else at all, before she introduced herself or even said hello, she said, "I'm obese." Obviously, it was top of her mind. She said, "I'm obese and I've been on every diet under the sun and I'm obese." So we began to talk about how the mind works, because that was obviously the way the 6 sessions were structured. We started out by understanding how the mind that nature intended for you holds you back or actually sticks you to the spot. At the end of the hour-long session, she said to me, "You completely ignored what I said at the beginning." I said, "Yeah, I did." She said, "You completely ignored the fact that my goal is to lose weight." I said, "Yeah, but we talked about something more important at this stage in the conversation." I said, "I'll talk to you again in a fortnight." And that was the end of the conversation. A fortnight later, her first words on the phone were, "What did you do to me?" No, she said, "I'll rephrase that. What did you do for me? How did you do it? What happened?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "The weight is falling off me. I'm a couple of dress sizes thinner than I was a fortnight ago." She said, "Last weekend, I drove from the south of England up to meet my son, who is at university in Edinburgh. And normally when I take that big, long, round road trip, I fill up the passenger seat with Mars bars, M&Ms, Snickers, a few jelly babies thrown in as well. By the time I get back home, the passenger seat is a rubbish tip. She said, I pulled back into the driveway late last Sunday night, and I looked at the passenger seat, and I realized I'd forgotten to buy any of the treats that I normally load up on before I started out on the road trip. What have you done to me? I said, I didn't do anything. You're obviously getting your head in gear. And when you get your head in gear, and when you enter flow, as I've said on so many occasions, even earlier in this episode, you do the right things in the right way at the right time, without thinking about it. You just do it. And that means that you don't do the wrong things. It's like somebody else said to me, somebody else who had a weight issue said to me, it's like when I'm going around the supermarket with my trolley, I reach my hand out to pick up something that I have habitually eaten that I know is bad for me. And it's like somebody is controlling my hand and pulling it away from that item on the shelf and moving my hand to the healthy option. I said, yeah, that's the real you. That's the intuitive you, the one that knows best. You've broken the link with the automatic thinking mind that always will keep you rooted to the spot because it is habitual. You've broken the habit by breaking the link between the real you and your thinking mind. That's what meditation does for us. And that's why we need to pull back from everything that we think we want. We need to pull back from all the thoughts we have about how what we have to do to get what we think we want is undoable as a result of little old me not having done anything that has moved me forward in the past. Now, I've used the phrase little old me, little old you on a number of occasions recently, and I'm using it again because so many people have said to me, oh, that strikes a chord. That's the person I've been feeling sorry about for all of these years. Somebody emailed me a few weeks ago and said, I was lying awake at 4 o'clock in the morning feeling sorry for myself. And then I realized, no! That's little old me feeling sorry for little old me. Now, that's really mad. The real you is somebody who will just move you forward effortlessly. As long as you let go of all the low expectations, to which I referred in last week's podcast, of all the low expectations that you've had for yourself using your mind the way nature intended. Now, I mentioned career. Well, I didn't actually. Steve, in his comment on my website, mentioned that he had got the career of his dreams as a result of taking charge of his state of mind. This is something that happens with great regularity for online program owners. I have a list of names in front of me. It's a long list of people who have come on online program owner Zooms and said, my dream job just fell into my lap. Now, you'll have heard me use the phrase fall into your lap on a number of occasions before. And as I've repeatedly said, it's not my phrase. It's something that I hear repeatedly from people who have taken charge of their state of mind and are using their minds in a way that nature did not intend. They are allowing themselves flow as a result of taking charge of their state of mind through regular meditation. Now, as we said a couple of weeks ago in the podcast episode 17th of December, the two main things that will stop you getting what you want are trying too hard and wanting. Numerous program owners would come on our Wednesday evening Zooms and said, I've done another interview for another job and I tried really hard and I thought the interview went really well and I didn't get the job. And I would keep saying to them, you need to be patient. And week after week, I, together with many of the program owners on those Zooms, would say, you need to be patient. You need to trust the process. You need to let the process bring you what is best. It actually became a laughing matter. Because one particular girl would come on Zoom and say, I didn't get a job in the last 2 weeks either, and I'm getting increasingly frustrated. She was laughing at herself at that stage. She thought that her dream job would move her from Europe to the United States. She thought that the only way she could move forward in her career was to move to the United States. She was trying and pushing. And then after about 6 months, now you might say, hold on, if she wrote a perfect moment, why did it take 6 months for the perfect moment to fall into her lap? And the answer is quite simply, she was pushing and trying in the wrong direction. Because about 6 months later, she came on a Zoom call and she said, I'm moving to Budapest. And I'm moving into a job that I could never have dreamed I would even be able to do. I didn't even think that people would consider me for a job like this. And the really weird thing is it just fell into my lap. I'm not even 100% sure if I applied for the job. It just happened. Now, the interesting thing about that story is that there are three or four other people with whom I've worked who have dream jobs that they don't remember applying for. It's a bit like what I said with regard to the $25 million investment that fell into the lap of my client when he visited the CEO in California. He didn't remember pushing the right buttons. He didn't remember doing the right things in the right way, in the same way as a number of people with whom I've worked didn't even remember applying for the dream jobs that felt as if they had just fallen into their laps. They didn't remember because, first of all, they were in flow. I'll come back to that in a minute. And secondly, because what they did was so effortless, it just felt as if they were flowing through the moment. Now, the first point I said there is that they were in flow. One of the individuals who had a dream job fall into his lap came on a Zoom a couple of years later. And he said, I had a conversation with a client yesterday. And I walked out of an hour-long conversation. He said it was an important client. He said, and I realized that I'd forgotten absolutely everything that I talked about. Am I losing my marbles? He said, it's this early onset dementia. I said, no, it isn't. I said, it's quite a common thing for people when they're in flow that they will not remember the last now because they're completely immersed in this now. He said, but when I meet that client again in 6 months' time, and I stopped him, cut him off at the pass. I said, when you meet that client in 6 months' time, your intuitive mind will give you the exact recollections that you need of that conversation, the exact information that you need at that moment in time, not only to pick up the conversation, but to absolutely blow the socks off the client and impress them with how well you remember and what a good listener you are. That's how the intuitive mind works. I mean, people over the years have said to me, actually somebody only said to me on a call a couple of weeks before Christmas, God, you remember a minor detail in relation to a party that I had with people 25 years ago? I don't even remember that. How do you remember this stuff? I said, I'm just a good listener. I said, actually, I'm not even a good listener. I just turn up. And everything that I need to know soaks into my subconscious mind. And everything that I don't need to know goes away. In the same way, as we've said on so many occasions, when you're in flow, you'll do the right things in the right way at the right time, and anything that you don't need to do, and normal people spend a lot of time doing things that they don't need to do, will just drift away. So now, right now, here, today, I know this podcast is going out on New Year's Eve, but it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. Right now, here today, pull yourself back from everything you think you know about yourself, everything you think about what you think you want, everything you think about how you think, how you will get what you think you want. Pull back from all your hopes, dreams, plans, budgets, targets, and come into the here and now and put your best foot forward in this here and now. Because if you put your best foot forward in this here and now, you're going to put your best foot forward in the next one too. And that is an adventure that the brain that nature gave you could never even begin to imagine.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.